If you think one vote can't make a difference, don't tell that to anyone involved with this week's Iowa caucuses. I'm Carl Azuz. Thanks for spending part of your Thursday with CNN Student News. 8 votes. That was the difference between first and second place for the Republican presidential candidates on Tuesday. Officials think it could be the closest finished ever in an Iowa Republican presidential contest. These were the top three candidates. Starting from the left, you have former Governor Mitt Romney, and in the center, former Senator Rick Santorum. Both of them got about 25% of the vote, but Romney had those 8 additional votes, so he is the winner. U.S. Representative Ron Paul on the right came in third with 21%. The reactions to the Iowa results started coming in yesterday. Senator John McCain, who was the Republican Party's presidential nominee 4 years ago, endorsed Mitt Romney. U.S. Representative Michelle Bachmann, who came in 6th place in Iowa, announced that she's suspending her campaign. It's not unusual to see some of the candidates who finished lower in these early contests drop out of the race for the White House. Next up is New Hampshire, which holds its primary next Tuesday. But before we move forward, here's a look back at Tuesday's coverage of the Iowa caucuses as the night unfolded.
No one knows what will happen within the next few hours. One of these 7 Republicans could take a step closer to the White House. Others may be forced to drop out of the race after Iowans have their say.
Right down here at the end of the hall is where this process really begins and ends. This is the check-in table. As you can see, there are people signing their names and addresses, what have you. And if their name isn't on the list, but if they want to participate in the caucus, they can simply sign up, register as a Republican, and then they're eligible to do so. What you're looking at right now is the votes being tabulated. Those on each piece of paper is the name of one of the candidates.
All right,
here's a round ball.
We can make a projection of sort, not necessarily the kind of projection we normally make, but CNN now projects who will come in 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th. We can't project who comes in 1st or 2nd because you saw how close it is between Santorum and Romney. Mitt Romney is 13 votes ahead of Rick Santorum. 13 votes separate Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum, 27,830. To 27,817, 92% of the precincts have reported. How close is this? I don't think it could get much closer. John, one vote separating these two guys as we speak right now.
As we speak, and we wait for the final vote to come in.
Congratulations to Governor Mitt Romney, winner of the 2012 Iowa caucuses. Congratulations to Senator Santorum for a very close second place finish in an excellent race here. And congratulations to Congressman Paul and all the other candidates who competed in the 2012 Iowa caucuses.
Yeah, Anderson, take a look. The most important number we have right now is the bottom of the screen, 100%. That's what we were waiting for. 100% of the precincts have now officially reported the Iowa caucuses. And take a look at this. Mitt Romney, you see that check. He's the winner, 30,015 votes. Rick Santorum, 2nd, 30,007 votes. Mitt Romney wins by a grand total of 8 votes.
CNN iReports let you sound off on major news stories like this year's presidential election. Find out how to send in an iReport at our website, cnnstudentnews.com. You have to be at least 13 years old. Today's assignment, in 30 seconds or less, tell us the political issue you think should get the most attention in the race for the White House.